Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your back porch professor. I hope you're all having a wonderful weekend, and I've got more breaking news for you to make it even more amazing. Hold on your hats. The western provinces of Canada just pulled the nuclear option, and they are literally in the process of breaking up Canada as we know it. And more the legacy media is just starting to realize how serious this really is. This isn't another political protest. This isn't a publicity stunt. Alberta, Saskatchewan, and even British Columbia just made history by formally coordinating their separation strategy from the rest of Canada. And the timing, I mean, it is absolutely devastating for the Ottawa establishment. Here's what the legacy media is desperately trying to hide from you. On June 18th, so just a few weeks back, elected officials from Alberta and Saskatchewan held their first ever joint caucus meeting in Canadian history in the border city of Lloyd. Now, the key here is that this meeting wasn't symbolic. This was two Western provinces coming together to formalize their mutual intention in officially declaring independence from Ottawa's economic colonialism. Now, if you don't know, we've talked about this before, and so make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button so you're on the cutting edge of this breaking news. But one of the reasons why Alberta feels so used and abused here, so taken advantage of, is because Alberta alone contributes 14% to Canada's total GDP, but they're only 11% of the population, which means they end up sending $20 billion more to Ottawa than they receive back every single year. And it's similar with Saskatchewan. Sask's oil and gas industry is now officially the province's largest industry by GDP, pumping out 460,000 barrels per day. But all the while, Ottawa tries to artificially cap their production, which could end up reducing production by 20 to 30%, this according to provincial estimates. And now on top of that, BC, British Columbia, which is traditionally a more moderate province politically, they're now joining Alberta and Sask after seeing their taxpayer dollars flow east while federal regulations destroy their natural resource productions and projects. And that's not even the most jaw-dropping part. Wait until you hear what Alberta Premier Danielle Smith just did that has the federal establishment in an absolute panic. The day after Mark Carney's Liberals won the federal election a few months back, Smith dropped a constitutional bomb. She introduced what's called Bill 54. And the key with Bill 54 is that it was designed to get Ottawa's attention big time. What Bill 54 does is it makes it 70% easier to trigger separation referendums by slashing signature requirements from 600,000 to 177,000. Again, she dropped Bill 54 literally the day after the Liberals won the federal elections. And she did not mince words. She said it bluntly. She said she has never seen such a high level of separatist sentiment in Alberta ever. In fact, a separatist candidate just scored nearly 20% of the vote in a recent, well, what they call by-election, which is a special election in Canada. 20%. That involves a level of support that would have been unthinkable just years ago. But here's the kicker. Premier Smith is not bluffing. She has already invoked what's called the Sovereignty Act twice, which involves challenging federal regulations, in this case on plastics and environmental oversight in the Alberta province, and she won both times, both battles in court, reasserting Albertan sovereignty over Ottawa's regulative overreach. And what's key here is that the Western provinces appear to have just figured out the deep state's biggest weakness. Unlike most countries where secession is constitutionally prohibited, Canada's Clarity Act provides a clear roadmap for provinces to leave. This came out of the Quebec referendum back in the 1990s. Canada's Supreme Court decided that if any province holds a successful referendum with a clear majority, Ottawa is legally required to negotiate a separation. Gang, this is not theory. This is not theory. The president of the Alberta Prosperity Project just told the CBC, that's the Canadian version of the BBC, that his organization is preparing to launch their signature drive this summer with over 60,000 members already registered. Cameron Davies from the Republican Party of Alberta is all in on independence from Ottawa. In fact, he declared the day that Carney won that election as the birthday for the new separatist movement that will eventually sweep the whole of the West. That's why they're calling it Wexit, you know, a play on Brexit involving the inevitable separation of the Western provinces. Now, here's why Ottawa is so terrified over this. When all said and done, the Western provinces are Canada's economic engine. Western Canada contributes 40% of all Canadian exports, but they only have 30% of the population. Alberta sends nearly $30 billion in what are called equalization payments to eastern provinces while receiving zero back. So they're basically subsidizing the eastern provinces. Sask is Canada's second largest oil producer and uranium powerhouse, and BC controls critical Pacific trade routes and natural resources. And so the math is absolutely devastating for eastern Canada. Quebec alone receives $14 billion in equalization payments, money that comes directly from Western oil and gas revenues. Without the West, eastern Canada's social programs literally collapse overnight. And then to close the loop in all this, there's the Trump factor. President Trump's return to power just handed Western separatists literally their greatest weapon. While Carney's liberals panic about sovereignty, many Albertans see Trump as a powerful ally who recognizes their pro-oil conservative values, and his call for Canada to become the 51st state is being reinterpreted by proponents of independence as their own form of MAGA, make Alberta great again, by joining up with the United States. So when all is said and done, the reason why Ottawa's sweating over this is because this Wexit movement has real legal teeth. And while the media is just getting up to speed with all the separation talk, at the same time, the Western provinces are quietly building their own economic union. Alberta, Sask, Manitoba, they've all started coordinating trade, energy, infrastructure, and labor mobility without federal intermediaries. This isn't react. This is totally proactive. This is not just backup planning. This is creating a parallel government structure, what they're calling the Western Economic Compact. And it could function as a transition framework if any province does end up officially exiting the Canadian Confederation. I mean, if Alberta or Sask successfully separate, I mean, it will trigger a chain reaction. Manitoba would be geographically cut off from eastern Canada. BC would face massive economic pressure to join the Western bloc or risk isolation. So this is really just getting started here. We're going to be following very closely the Alberta Prosperity Project and other Western independence groups for the next several weeks on this channel and keep you up to date on their collecting signatures for what could indeed be the most important referendum in Canadian history. I mean, given the economic ramifications, this would make Quebec separatism pale by comparison. So let me know what you think. Drop your predictions in the comments section below. What do you think? Will Western Canada finally break free from Ottawa's economic colonialism? Or will Carney's liberals find a way to keep the Confederation together? Let us know what you think. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. You know, gang, one way or another, it's clear that the West is done being Ottawa's piggy bank. The separation earthquake has begun, and nothing will ever be the same. We live in amazing times. Love you guys. God bless.